President Bush meets with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder at the White House today. The two leaders spent much of last year not talking to each other, largely due to disagreements over the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Now the tone is deliberately different. Schroeder comes promising to forgive a substantial amount of Iraq's debt to Germany, and having pledged not to stand in the way of a possible expanded NATO role in Iraq. He also wants to talk about promoting democracy across the entire Middle East, an issue important to President Bush. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Chancellor Schroeder still believes the war in Iraq was wrong, but he also believes it's vital to win peace there. And with the threat of terrorism still looming worldwide, German officials say it's time for Europe and the United States to look beyond Iraq together. Carsten Vogt, Germany's coordinator of German-American cooperation, says a new effort in this direction will help put disagreements over Iraq to rest.
The divisions of the Iraqi conflict are now less relevant insofar as we are trying to look forward to do something in a common effort to reshape the Middle East.
Much of Schroeder's talks with President Bush today will focus on specific issues in Iraq and some on bilateral economic relations, but they are also expected to discuss an idea percolating through the halls of institutions from the White House National Security Council to the G8 to NATO, finding a new way for the U.S. and European Union to jointly work to bring democracy to what's been dubbed the Greater Middle East. Bill Drozdiak, director of the German Marshall Fund's Transatlantic Center in Brussels, calls the notion breathtaking.
Trying to transform an area from Morocco to Afghanistan, which is so woefully underdeveloped, both economically and politically, in the space of one generation, is really going to be an even greater undertaking, I suppose, than the reconstruction of Europe after World War II.
He says this could be the cement that could hold strained transatlantic relations together. Not everyone is so optimistic.
I'm still skeptical whether this is the end of irritations.
Eberhard Zahnschneider is director of research at the German Council on Foreign Relations.
It's perhaps a political plan, perhaps a dream, perhaps a fantasy, yes? Dealing with terrorism in the approach of the U.S. administration is fighting a war. A perhaps more European perspective in dealing with terrorism is going for the root causes of terror.
The European Union is taking a welcoming but cautious approach to a possible new joint effort in the Middle East. Diego de Ojeda is a spokesperson for the EU Office of External Affairs. He said EU commissioners met earlier this week to discuss the idea for the first time and came to three broad conclusions. First, that any new initiative should build on what Europe in particular is already doing in the region.
Secondly, and very important, that for any initiatives to be successful and long-lasting, there should be a very strong sense of regional ownership. I mean, this should not be perceived as an imposition from the West. And thirdly, and also very important, that it is not possible to embark in such a process with good prospects of consolidating political change throughout the Middle East without having a determined push forward in the Arab-Israeli conflict.
He also said stabilizing Iraq would be an important first step. At the Bush-Schroeder White House meeting today, the German Chancellor will likely express Germany's willingness to help with that in many ways, except sending troops. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.